Pirates, they score a lot of runs. Pirates, they hit 5 homers. But I wanted to start, Noren, with Rowdy Tellez. It's unbelievable. On June 1st, he was hitting 177 with a 463 OPS. He's now up to 249 with a 698 OPS. Our guy Rowdy's about to have a 700 OPS. Our guy Rowdy's about to go over 250. Our guy Rowdy is one of the best hitters in the National League for the last month plus.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember a turnaround like this in Pittsburgh sports, and you can text us at 412-928-9370 and remind me of one. Maybe you have one, Doran. I cannot think of someone who was hated and then turn it around quite like this guy.
I can't off the cuff. I'll think of it as the time goes on, and maybe we could come up with one. But alongside of his hitting on Monday, did you see his fielding?
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you watched the game on Monday, but, I mean, his fielding has been absolutely unbelievable, too. I was at the game on 4th of July against the Cardinals, and I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting for Rowdy to come up, and I'm like, you know, my ears start to perk up a little bit because I want to hear if people are going to give him the boos or the ahs or, oh, Rowdy's all Rowdy, because I know he's been playing very well. I mean, this is just last week. All of a sudden, I hear, Rowdy, 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 and I'm like, wow. Everything has changed. Everything has changed, and he's changed it. You know, things haven't changed just because for Rowdy Tellez, but he has personally made a 180. Like, he's made a full turnaround, and good on him for doing that. And, you know, he could have easily spiraled down the drain by everybody almost hating him that's a Pirate fan. And now he is one of the bright spots and really a component of keeping them alive right now.
Yeah, he is. He is. And they are staying alive. It is very weird, this baseball team. We'll lose 2, win 2. They have not won 3 games in a row since May 6th. They have not lost 3 games in a row since May 10th. I get a text from my one friend, Tom. Every time they lose a game, and when they lose 2 in a row, I'll get the text. Season's done. Season's over. Met series, season's over. They lose those 2 in a row after the home run outburst. And then they'll win the next day, and they'll win 2 in a row. Season's back on. And we've done that for 2 months. They're only 3 games back in the wild card race right now. It's incredible. But to your point about Rowdy, he deserves a lot of credit because you can't get lower than he was.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just you're underperforming on the field. It's that he opened his mouth and defended a teammate, and I think fans took that the wrong way, and then he went out there and stunk. I mean, one of the worst players in baseball, offensively, defensively, just total package of suck.
Yes.
And now he's been unbelievable to the point where his numbers have been legitimized. If you just look at his numbers right now, and you're passing by, you're a White Sox fan, and you're about to do the Pirates scout for the next series. I don't know why you'd still be watching if you're a White Sox fan. You go, oh, that Rowdy guy's having a season. He's having a season.
Yep.
Not bad, not good. A month and 10 days ago, he was one of the worst players in baseball. I thought of a couple guys that it's different but similar.
Uh-huh.
Like Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mason went from...
They're in the same realm, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thing about Mason is he was still really liked by some who thought he could do it, like the Mark Caballis of the world.
And the Chris Hokes.
Chris Hoke, our former cohort here, Chris Mack. Like, there were some truthers out there for Mason Rudolph. Nobody was really caping for Sawinski. Another one that comes to mind, like Fleury really stunk in the playoffs for 3 or 4 years, and a lot of folks would kill him. And then he became the most popular guy. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of those analogies are perfect, but there's a couple of guys that kind of turn it around.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's done a fantastic job. I mean, really. So, yeah, it is amazing, though, that, like, they're right in the middle, and I don't know how to feel. Like, I said this last week, like, I just don't know how to feel. And you were hoping, whenever you left, that we come back and the Pirates would be on the plus side of their record. And, you know, they do things like last night. And it's not frustrating, but it's like, oh, don't tease me again. Because tonight they'll go out there and they'll lose 12-2. Like, that's just where they're at. And you would love to see them have the ability to pull away, and it just seems like every time they get that chance and you feel like they have that chance to pull away, they go backwards. And it's very frustrating. It really is, and you would just love to see them put it all together, and they haven't done that at all.
Wehner called this a while back with us. They pitch well enough to not get into the doldrums, and they hit poorly enough to where they can't go on these long, pronounced winning streaks. And this kind of game yesterday is the one that feels so good, but then it's also really frustrating, to your point, because you hit five homers in a game and you win by 10 runs. Well, spread it out a little bit. Like that same against the Mets when Skeens is on the mound and you score 14 runs and you hit seven home runs. And the next couple of days, you can't hit at all. It does not make any sense. Now, Brian Reynolds has been the exception. I feel like O'Neill Cruz is coming around before the hamstring injury. But you go out there and you bop the way these guys did yesterday, and I don't think it would shock anybody if they got one hit tonight.
Right.
And they sent down Oliveras.
And Palacios is doing, you know, I think that he's warranted, and he's been on the same momentum as he carried from whenever he was playing in AAA.
Yes.
And I think that that's a little bright spot right now.
A little Nick Gonzalez-esque shot in the arm.
Yes.
I like that. I was a little bit surprised that Michael A. Taylor wasn't the move, but they love him so much defensively. Joey Bart has been a big help. I mean, Joey Bart is a positive offensive player. You can't say that about any of the other catchers. In a way, it's kind of a miracle when you look even at the lineup they threw out there last night that these guys are just three games back. Right? Like, if you would have told me coming into the year that coming into the year, I would have thought Jack Suwinski would be good, but Jared Trill is playing short, Michael A. Taylor's hitting 201, and those. So here are the averages. 186, 241, 203, 201, 249, 278, 267, 280. If you would have told me that that's the averages of the dudes in the lineup on July 9th, happy birthday to my sister, by the way. It was her birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah. If you would have told me that that's the averages of the Pirates lineup, I would have said they're 10, 15 games under 500.
Yes.
Because coming into the year, we all kind of thought that the rotation would not be great and that they'd be able to hit the ball out of the ballpark, and it's really been the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn Priester, by the way. Good for you, Quinn.
He needed that.
Oh, did he?
I was so close last night, you know, early on in the game, where to say, I think Quinn Priester's not a major league pitcher.
Oh,
I almost sent it. And then I fell asleep. And then I wake up and I hear Brown or Block, one of them, whoever was doing the TV, like, Quinn Priester, my goodness, he's having a fantastic game. And I was like, oh, he must have turned it around. Look at that. Thank God I didn't tweet that.
You know, we've all tweeted things we wish we could take back. Some of us have boycotted chicken wings in our very own town.
Yes.
Crushing the Pittsburgh economy while we were trying to hurt Buffalo. Quinn Priester gave them exactly what they needed.
Yep.
Because Fleming did not. I thought that they would probably go Fleming a couple of innings, Priester for like four, and then Fleming walked three guys in the first inning, so that doesn't go according to the plan. Then you get the two-run cushion because what a shot by Brian Reynolds.
Oh, my God.
He's so good.
He is.